There is a work that the Lord wants to do, and that work he alone can do. I can't do it. I can't do anything in myself to. But there's a light that God has caused to shine among us, and these lights need to be strengthened and refreshed. And we need times like we've had here again and again, where we hear the same things again and again. It's something that we absolutely need. These basic truths to be reemphasized. They're so simple. When Brother Chow was talking about four PhDs here, I said, I'm sure glad I don't know who they are. I'd be afraid to speak. But we all need the simple word of God. And there's no wisdom like the wisdom. And the great wisdom that God wants to give us is to be simple enough to accept it and let it work in our hearts. Yesterday, I mentioned something, or it was in connection with this thought of meekness, that faith can only be exercised by someone who has humility. They go together. And then the scripture came to me, and I should have known it and should have recited it, where Jesus says, how can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? The only thing that really matters to us, I'm sure, is to please God, to seek the honor that comes from God only. And there we need faith. Faith in Jesus, in his presence within us. His grace, his mercy that we've heard about this morning already. Such a wonderful thing, isn't it, that we can receive out of his fullness.
Amen.
Grace upon grace.
Amen.
Grace upon grace. Hallelujah. Some years ago, I was reading about John's gospel, and I don't know either where I read it, but somebody was saying he felt that when John was an old man, the young fellows used to get around him and ask him questions. And they'd say, John, how did you make it? How did you live? How did you ever get through the trials and the tests? How did you ever remain faithful? How was it that you today are walking with him in light and in glory? And John said, out of his fullness. That's how we made it.
Yes.
That's why we are what we are. We learn to come out and take out of his fullness. Hallelujah. These things need to be re-emphasized because we're in a fight. And the enemy would like to becloud these simple, fundamental truths.
Yes.
He likes to get us occupied with something else. Brother Gardner was mentioning the desire for prophetic books today. How attractive they are to people. And there are other things that attract people. But this wonderful call of Jesus to us to come down and to learn of him is something that doesn't go over very big. There was a man in Germany many years ago, Gerhard Terstegen, who sought God diligently. He was sort of brought up in the church and worked for a while for his brother in the retail store, being a salesman there. And he wasn't satisfied at all, so he, in his soul, with the conditions, with Christianity as he found it, and he got alone with God for years and just sought the Lord. And God brought him into great simplicity. And then he just shut himself in to wait on God. And he has some of those beautiful poems that you have translated. You can get them down at the bookstore too. Hymns of Ter Stegen. And he writes about all his studies and all his seeking, and he says, that's all my books there laid aside, and I've found a way of just waiting on him and resting in him, and now my questions are answered, and he is light and life to me. And it's something very precious that God taught this man of waiting on the Lord and looking for the presence, the revelation of Jesus Christ within. This man's life greatly influenced my uncle at a time in his life. He found out something about an inner walk with God and a waiting on God. He got alone with God, and he began practicing silent prayer, just being still in the presence of God. And you may think that's an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. I generally tell people, well, why don't you do it then? If it's so easy. We find it's very difficult for people to get alone with God or in a prayer meeting where we just wait on God in silence and expose ourselves to Him and let Him reveal Himself inwardly to us. But I trust God has begun to do that in all of us. And my uncle was influenced by that man because he found in his writings exactly the thing that God was doing in his own soul. And this man made a great life work, a contribution to Christian literature, by writing up the lives of the saints. Now, he was attacked at that time because he, being a Protestant, found people that walked with God mostly among the Catholics. And he would take sections of their lives. He simply tried to emphasize their walk with God, how they found the Lord, and how they found the hidden life with God. And he collected them. He studied very thoroughly his research into these lives and wrote up a series of biographies called Leben, Heiliger Seelen, The Lives of the Saints, you would probably say today. There are three volumes in the original, and I had a chance to get a hold of them once and look into them, see what they were like. But my point is this. Today, those books are out of print. People are not interested in the lives of people that really were very simple and obeyed the Word of God and cultivated an inner walk with God. One of our brethren in Germany went to the publisher of these books. He had published them for years, volume 1, 2, and 3, in perhaps a little abbreviated form, in this German language, of course. And he said, why don't you publish these works again? He said, if I did, they'd simply lay in the stockroom. There's no one interested in that kind of a life anymore. That's not the literature that we can sell. And of course, they have to publish things that sell. And people read very superficial things today, and there's a danger in that too. I believe there's very much teaching and about the inner life that's being republished. Thank God for it. But you know, that in itself is written up sometimes in a way that is rather superficial, and I don't want to criticize anybody's work, but they may be the ones I have read are that way. They don't appeal really to me very much. It takes the grace of God and a persistent seeking after God. And as our brother said before, a diligent attention to the commands of Jesus for us to find Him and to find the way into this life that is hid with Christ in God. Now, it is true that we are all in Christ as we're born again, and He is in us. But it's a different thing for Jesus Christ to be formed within, for us to grow into the full stature of the manhood of Jesus Christ. It's a process, it's a growth, it's a development. And therefore we need again and again to be recalled to the basic truths that are in the Word of God and the truths that are precious unto us. And there's been a struggle all through the years. God has kept that fire burning, kept the light shining. And thank God that He has caused it to break forth again in Pentecost. And it is wonderful what God is doing. And still, we need to be very careful that we seek Jesus and find Him. Now, somebody has said, well, you've been seeking Him a long time. Some fellow said a long time, you got no faith, you don't get anywhere. Well, I just as soon identify with the Apostle Paul, who kept on seeking as long as he breathed. And he says, I want to be found in Him. I want to have Him. I want to find Him. This one thing I do, I press on toward the mark. Let's continue seeking after the Lord. Something will happen to us as we do that.